Ronald Weaver from Santa Monica. You're listening to WGXC
Acra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today we will hear the WGXC Congressional Report with the latest news from the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts in New York. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the Ravenna Queeman Selkirk School District is in a holding pattern over the future of the Indians team name and mascot while awaiting additional guidance from the state. Superintendent Brian Bailey told the Board of Education at its December 14th meeting that districts have been promised more information and answers to their questions about the requirement to change team names, mascots, and imagery with that reference indigenous peoples. Quote, we've been promised additional guidance from the state education department, unquote, Bailey told the board. The education department issued a memo in November requiring all schools to eliminate such imagery or risk losing their state aid, among other consequences. Quote, we need to know what extent districts are mandated to do this, unquote, Bailey said. Quote, we've seen the ultimatum that was in the initial release, which was the potential loss of state aid, which for us is $26 million a year, half of our budget, and the removal of all district leaders for failing to follow the directive, unquote. The changes must be instituted by the close of the 2022-2023 school year. There are 60 districts statewide that will be required to make the change under the current mandate. Quote, I've already received communication from members of the community and graduates and students currently enrolled, unquote, Bailey said. Quote, I think to watch how the regulations develop is the relevant thing, and then once we have good guidance, we'll have a conversation as a community and decide what we're going to do next, unquote. Student input will be sought once the district decides on how it will move forward, he added. In 2021, the Coxsackie Athens District retired its name and imagery, also the Indians, after an extended and heated controversy in the community. The mascot was dropped and the team was renamed the Riverhawks after a survey was conducted in the community to come up with a new name. Read more about this story at theupstater.com.
Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the Executive Board of the Police Benevolent Association of the New York State Troopers, the union representing thousands of state troopers, recently told its members to, and I quote, not cooperate, end quote, with a special unit in the Attorney General's office investigating fatal encounters in New York involving police officers. The board advised its members to invoke their Fifth Amendment right and declined to answer questions when they are compelled to testify in an Attorney General's investigation of law enforcement. The union represents more than 4,000 uniformed state police members, including the ranks of trooper, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and major. Minutes from the board meeting state, and I quote, "Members will not cooperate with the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation in relation to the Attorney General's investigation. If ordered to appear for an interview, members will appear with counsel and invoke their Fifth Amendment rights," end quote. The union is currently appealing a state Supreme Court justice's decision earlier this year dismissing the union's lawsuit alleging the Attorney General's office is abusing its authority by investigating incidents in which a civilian dies during an encounter with a trooper who is off duty. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order in 2015 empowering the Attorney General's office to investigate deaths caused by the police. 6 years later, the legislature codified the order into law. Daniel E. Strollo, the union's general counsel, just about confirms the story. And I quote, "Our troopers do not answer to the Attorney General's office. Given the current Attorney General's multiple politically motivated attacks on law enforcement, we deeply distrust her officers' motivations and willingness to conduct fair investigations. The PBA will not allow troopers to be subject to a political witch hunt," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Lena Bellamy is reporting for the Times Union that local animal rights advocacy organizations and the Ulster County District Attorney's Office are conducting an investigation into why a group of lame and severely malnourished sheep were recently found wandering along Route 32 in Saugerties. Dozens of underweight and injured sheep were discovered at a so-called slaughter operation by the founder of Catskill Animal Sanctuary. The sanctuary, along with the Ulster County Society for the Prevention of Animal Cruelty and local law enforcement, rescued 42 sheep. Quote, "It's an extraordinary feeling to take in animals who have never known what some of us are able to take for granted. Safety, comfort, love," unquote, said Kathy Stevens, the founder of Catskill Animal Sanctuary. After the sanctuary worked with the police to get the wandering sheep off the road, the organization formally reported their physical conditions to authorities. A warrant was then served at the owner's property, which representatives from the SPCA and the sanctuary found 74 sheep. Some of the animals were underweight and limping, and one was unable to stand, according to information provided by the sanctuary. The veterinarian assisting with the case recommended immediate seizure of the flock. Catskill Animal Sanctuary collaborated with two partner sanctuaries to adopt 9 of the sheep. The Farm Sanctuary accepted 7 sheep, and Woodstock Farm Sanctuary adopted 2 ram lambs. In the end, 8 of the pregnant sheep were able to give birth to 10 lambs, including 2 sets of twins. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Mid-Hudson News reports that police officers in New York now have their own blue alert system to notify law enforcement agencies, the media, and the public about suspects who have killed, seriously injured, or pose an imminent threat to law enforcement. On December 16th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed the legislation creating the Blue Alert System, which is similar to the Amber Alerts for missing children. Hochul said, and I quote, "We are taking a comprehensive approach towards protecting the individuals who serve and protect us, taking every measure we can to crack down on violent crime against law enforcement. New York is wholly committed to safeguarding our brothers and sisters in law enforcement, and this new law will be crucial to creating safer communities and apprehending those who commit violent crimes against police officers," end quote. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting that New York State Police are participating in the Drive High, Get You a DUI national campaign and New Year's Eve impaired driving enforcement to crack down on impaired and reckless driving during the holiday season. The campaign runs through January 1st. Drivers can expect to see sobriety checkpoints as well as more troopers on the road statewide. In addition to the DWI checkpoints and patrols, troopers will be watching for distracted drivers, vehicle occupants who are not properly buckled up, and drivers violating the move-over law. That law requires motorists to exercise extreme caution when passing emergency vehicles that are stopped in or on the side of the road. The state police will also conduct underage drinker enforcement details. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
New York State of Politics reports that since 2016, Albany police have diverted 315 people from arrest through the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program. Instead of facing arrest because of actions taken due to substance abuse, mental illness, homelessness, or poverty, the program diverts them to help. Albany's lead co-project manager, Jenny Hewling, said, and I quote, "These low-level charges, where people cycle through systems that are not equipped to actually help them and to resolve what's actually going on, we can't keep doing that," end quote. The diversion idea started in Seattle, Washington in 2011. Hewling said, and I quote, "If an officer assesses that a person needs help, instead of making an arrest on a low-level nonviolent charge, they call up Catholic Charities and see if the person can get some help through a case manager through Albany Lead," end quote. The program is headed to the cities of Cohoes and Waterville next year and has already been established in Dutchess, Greene, Niagara, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. You can read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 14 degrees. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 21 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Tuesday, December 20th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, including the Ginger Radio Hour from Justin Maiman is live from Acre at 10 a.m. And at 11 a.m., it's time for the Early Electro Mix Show. The tracks this week from Sven Christensen, Andre Storter, and Oscar Sala, among others. And Patty Boom, the DJ from Greene County, beams in live at on Vinyl Freedom at noon after the local news. We go chatting on Noise in the Megacity at 2 p.m. Ginger Dunnell is the featured artist on the Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. At 7 p.m., Kimberly Irwin is live from Hudson with Race Talks on the radio at 90.7 FM. And we go live to Catskill with Ukuleles Unleashed from Johnny Sturman and Carmen Borgia from the Worthy Soundworks Studios in Catskill. Then we're live from Columbia County at 10 p.m. with the Battlefield Earth Show and Dan Seward on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
There's gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus.
WGXC is broadcasting again live music shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And tune in for a live webcast Sunday, December 19th at 7:30 p.m. from the Avalon Lounge for Brian Dewan's annual Christmas show. That's Catskill artist Brian Dewan performing live Sunday, December 19th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 7:30 p.m. till 9 and on a live webcast at WGXC.org.
Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing and boldly says, put up your dukes. And then he takes that golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm.
Oh, the Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 20th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. In response to massive pandemic-related layoffs, new legislation in Congress will create a Bill of Rights for restaurant workers.
Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has sponsored H.R. 1528, which was based on responses to a survey from the Restaurant Opportunities Center United. That survey says 85% of respondents reported losing wages, 91% got no hazard pay despite working during the pandemic, and 34% say they were not provided protective equipment while working. The center's president, Siku Sibe, says the resolution would mandate that employers create safe and dignified conditions for employees, provide ample time off, and make access to affordable health care available.
Through 20 years of our engagement with restaurant workers, we have heard loud and clear that the challenges, injustices, and discrimination have many forms and intersect on many policies. This is why we came together to propose a comprehensive and systemic remedy in the form of the Restaurant Worker Bill of Rights.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Moran.
And in the fight against climate change, one everyday item could become a viable renewable energy source: food waste.
Home biogas is a system that breaks down food waste into energy through the process of anaerobic digestion. That's when, in the absence of oxygen, microbes break down organic matter such as food waste, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. While home biogas is relatively new, using anaerobic digestion for the purpose of breaking down food waste isn't. Shakira Hobbs is an assistant professor at the University of California, Irvine. She finds one challenge of anaerobic digestion is ensuring the pH is balanced.
You don't want to create a pickled environment. You want it to be in the pH range of 6.8 and 7.2. Another challenge is the food waste. So before you can put it into your anaerobic digester, you need to be able to break it down into small pieces.
She says to think of this like human digestion, where chewing breaks down food into smaller parts before swallowing. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Now from the Hill, former President Trump Monday responded to the January 6th committee's decision to urge the Justice Department to prosecute him and some of his associates over their involvement in the Capitol riot and efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Hill quotes the former president as saying, "These folks don't get it, that when they come after me, people who love freedom rally around me." He added, "What doesn't kill me makes me stronger." He made those remarks on Truth Social, which is Trump's social media platform. This is PNS. A new report explores a clean energy pathway in southwestern Pennsylvania. We get more from our Daniel Smith.
Sean O'Leary with the Ohio River Valley Institute says the report was inspired by the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act and efforts in Pennsylvania and throughout Appalachian to push for a decarbonization pathway that wouldn't be based largely on preserving natural gas and coal in the region. O'Leary says the Ohio River Valley Institute commissioned the analytics firm Stratagen to develop an alternative that would also boost the economy in the Keystone State.
To demonstrate that by transitioning to clean energy based on renewable resources primarily, that it could be done at less expense with greater emission reduction and with better results for job growth in the region.
According to the report, the decarbonization pathway would retire all the region's coal-fired power plants by 2035 and most of the plants that burn natural gas by 2050.
And Medicaid buy-in is considered a key health insurance tool for workers with disabilities. A new report says the reach of these programs is languishing.
Minnesota is among the handful of states that have no income limits for a person with disabilities to maintain Medicaid coverage while working as much as they can. But the Bipartisan Policy Center says many states do, and they lack the information and resources to make this option widely available. The group's Lisa Heratunian says they're out with recommendations to make eligibility easier so these individuals don't lose out on the community health services they need.
By addressing challenges to the availability of Medicaid buy-in, people with disabilities would no longer have to choose between health coverage and employment.
The report suggests providing more funding for states to do outreach work to boost awareness. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Natty Roblingon lets us know that two major U.S. grocery chains, Kroger and Albertsons, are seeking the green light from the FTC to merge their companies.
Farmer and consumer advocacy groups recently wrote a letter urging the agency to block the consolidation. Aaron Johnson with Rural Advancement Foundation International USA, or RAFI, says it's increasingly difficult for local and regional producers, small food processors, and small meat packing plants to get their products onto shelves in front of consumers.
When these grocery firms combine into these really, really large companies, a big thing that they do is they really centralize how they source the products that are going onto the shelf. It becomes much more difficult for local and regional producers to get access to that retail shelf space.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Kevin Purdy reports at Ars Technica that everyone who cheered months ago when New York's legislature passed the Digital Fair Repair Act, the first right-to-repair bill to entirely pass through any state legislature, are now waiting nervously. The nation's largest technology interests are lobbying for New York Governor Kathy Hochul not to sign the bill. So far, Hochul has held the bill aside until December 16th, when a 30-day clock began ticking, and if the governor takes no action by then, the bill fails to become law. For several months, her press flacks will only say, quote, Governor Hochul is reviewing the legislation, unquote. Very few people anywhere are against the bill, which allows consumers to fix products they pay for. Advocates for the measure say many companies do not provide documentation or spare parts or lock access behind software restrictions that thwart repairs outside companies' networks, limit consumer choice, raise ownership costs, and add to a growing e-waste stream. The Digital Fair Repair Act passed the State Assembly 147-2 and the Senate 59-4. Yet despite all that popularity and bipartisan support, if Hochul sways to the lobbying interests of a handful of corporations, the bill fails and would have to start again from the beginning of the legislative process next term. Aggressive lobbying worked earlier in the process as trade groups forced a slimmer version of the bill, taking out lawn equipment, gaming consoles, and appliances through a, quote, burst of end-of-session lobbying from companies worth billions and their affiliated trade associations, unquote. The bill on Hochul's desk will now only apply to small electronics, according to the Times Union. But since the bill would be the first in the nation signed into law and set a precedent for other states, both Ars Technica and the Times Union report that state filings show that the trade group TechNet and corporations Microsoft, Apple, Google, and HP are all lobbying against the bill at the legislative and executive levels in New York. Read more about this story at Ars Technica. Go to waveform.org for more radio news.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, December 20th. Local early morning temperatures range from 21 degrees in Tannersville to 31 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 37 degrees. Aside from a short dip this morning, temperatures hold pretty steady all day with a high of 34 at 2 p.m. It will be windy, putting conditions well into the freezing range. Bundle up if heading out. Overnight comes in at a bargain with a low, low temperature of 15 degrees. Check them pipes. Tomorrow, winds will be calmer and we get a high of 35 degrees. Overnight, temperatures drop to 22 degrees and we see a smidgen of snow. During the day on Thursday, it turns to rain as temperatures rise steadily to 40 degrees by dark. Rain continues overnight into a stormy and seasonably warm-looking Friday with a high of 53. Sunset today will be at 4:12 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see tomorrow Earth is expecting a double-barrel blast from the sun as dual plasma streams glance our magnetosphere. Today, X-class flare chances are at 10%. Solar wind speed is currently 358 kilometers per second at 13.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 132, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Curtin family of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
The Catskill Public Library staff loves having the WGXC programmers broadcasting during the week from our Carnegie Room. For information about using the space for a meeting of your own, please call the library at 518-943-4230.
Oh, hey, man, I haven't seen you around for a while. Where you been? Oh, you know, I just been woodshedding. Oh, yeah, where's that? Oh, out in the woodshed. Oh, cool, dude, cool. What you working on? Oh, you want to check it out? Yeah, I got it on my mini disc player. Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Yeah, that's something I've been working on out in the woodshed. Oh, yeah, I like that sound, man. Hold on, let me play you something I got on my new DAT. Yeah, it's a DAT player. I've been working on it outside in the garage. Hold on, let me get it for you. Okay, put your headphones into this magic. Oh, that sounds eerily similar, but I really like it. Yeah, hopefully we can play together sometime so we can gang up on some serious power chords. Like this one? What about this one? Yeah, I like that one. We'll see you around, man. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till midnight. Tune in.
This is The Magnetic Fields with You Can Never Go Back to New York from 50 Song Memoir from 2017.
You can never go back to New York, 'cause it changes as quick as the weather. Everyone sing it together. You can never go back to New York. You can go back to Banff for Big Bear, and whatever you love will still be there. But if you don't plan to ski there, you can never go back to New York. Fresh meat for romance, and woof, it's fun to go back to New York.
And you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening. You're listening to 90.7.
Vin.
90.7 WGXC Acre.
Catskills.
Today.
East Durham.
Catskills.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskills' Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
We take you now to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
It's beginning to look a lot like...
What?
Like I'm on camera?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, where everyone's suddenly buying more Christmas presents. Now, as you know, last night was Christmas Eve when kids hung up their stockings. I hung up mine. And this morning they opened their presents. But here's the amazing news, folks. Tomorrow, it will be Christmas again. Folks are buying Christmas presents and shopping like crazy.
Hey, Frog! My kid wants a microphone. I'll give you $50 for yours.
Certainly not. This news frog's mic is not for sale.
How about 100?
You want that wrapped?
Nope.
We now return you to It's a Wonderful Life, already in progress.
The Justice Department today got full access to the classified documents they seized at Mar-a-Lago, which means they're now free to use those top secret files as part of their investigation. And now you too can play along with that at home.
'Tis the season for treason. The Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure Edition, where you can build Donald Trump's Florida Mega Mansion and then raid it FBI style.
Oh no! It's a raid! Don Jr., help me hide the documents.
You'll have so much fun hiding classified material all over the estate, under the couch cushions, inside the tanning bed, and beneath his ex-wife's tombstone.
I am flushing nuclear secrets down the toilet.
Open up, FBI!
The only FBI I trust is a female body inspector.
Gross.
Use your special agent skills to crack open the safes.
I'm trying to hide ink.
Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure also comes with Saudi nationals.
We're
just here to golf. Honest.
Angry MAGA supporters.
Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Look at my truck nuts.
And Eric with his head stuck in a golf bag.
Help! Help me!
Find all the documents to indict the former president.
We caught you red-handed.
My hands aren't red. That's just ketchup.
Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure Edition. Rudy's secret tunnel sold separately.
Rudolph, you're hired. Blitzen, you're fired.
And now, just in time for the holidays, a very special Christmas announcement from the one person who can truly remind us what the season is all about.
This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, frankly, better than Ezra. You may have seen this week I made a major announcement. I'm doing my first official collection of Donald J. Trump digital trading cards, or to use the technical term, nifties. Nifties. I call them nifties because they're so neat. They feature incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. For example, when I was an astronaut, or me riding a big elephant. Trump cards are each $99. Seems like a lot, seems like a scam, and in many ways it is, but we love the Trump cards. We just love them. You can also get them for free by just going online and looking at them, maybe. I don't know. Maybe taking a screenshot, but we'd really prefer it if you sent the $99. You'll get me as a cowboy. Or me melting Biden's ice cream with my big laser eyes. It sure sounds a lot like Pokemon, but trust me, it's not Pokemon. I mean, absolutely no disrespect to my very good friends, Raichu, Meryl, Nidoran male, and Nidoran female. Now, I know what you're wondering. Can they fight? The answer is yes. Who will win between Trump crossing the Delaware and Trump being Matrix? And the best part is, each card comes with an automatic chance to win an exclusive mystery prize where you get to pick anything out of this nice box. Now, remember, when you buy a card, you don't get to pick which one you'll get. It might be me on the cover of a romance novel, or me doing splits, me doing Titanic, or even me as Jessica Rabbit. Wow. Look at the legs on her. Perhaps I would be dating her if she weren't me. Now, to help me say more, here's my third least embarrassing child.
Very funny, Dad. And so good to be here for the launch of this amazing, totally legit product. These cards are fantastic and a steal. And I know what you're thinking, $99? You can get 2 grams for that. While I'm here, I also wanted to share, I'm selling a new Christmas CD from my fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Hey, babe, get that fine little butt out here. Woo!
Thank you. And I know you're gonna love this Christmas album that I'm calling Now That's What No One Calls Music. I guarantee you'll sleep in heavenly peace!
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
There they go. What a terrible couple. So get your Trump digital trading cards today. They should be at the top of everyone's Christmas list, really. You know what? Can we pull up my Christmas list? Let's do it rundown style. Merry Christmas, okay? We're all saying Merry Christmas again, right? I brought that back because Christmas is very important to Christians and to Jewish, I think, also. But you're hearing Merry Christmas a lot more lately, just like in Christmas Carol. I was visited last night by 3 ghosts last night, including... I think, you know what, actually, you know what, it was 4 if you include Epstein, but it's Christmas all over with Tree and Doy and Santa. We love Santa, don't we, folks? We love Santa. But not Ron DeSanta.
We don't like the Santa so much. I mean, the guy looks like a Roblox, and he's not even much of a Santa, is he? He's more of a Grinch, and Grinch was very bad when he stole Christmas. But I got it back. I brokered a historic deal with Grinch and Netanyahu, and we decided that no Christmas would ever be stolen again. Like how the whites tried to steal the unobtainium in Avatar, but the Na'vi fought back. They fought back so good. And now you look at Sam Worthington. He's a great father. Now he's got four blue kids now. You know, I've got four kids, too. Five if you include Tiffany, but he's a great Na'vi dad. So in conclusion, Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas.
Well, it is Christmas time, a time when nice children get presents from Santa and bad children get a visit from Krampus. Here to comment is the mythological Christmas demon of Eastern European lore, Krampus.
Michael, hey, Colin.
Hey, Krampus.
Hi, so, Krampus.
Hi.
So, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm a little burnt out. I'm wrapped up in this job, you know? It's like every year on Krampusnacht, I rise from hell, I run around, kidnap all the naughty children, and I just go home and check out. You know, Colin, you ever, like, watch TV for 5 hours straight, and then they go by, and you've eaten 40 kids?
Wait, you eat the kids?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just like, what am I doing? Okay, I just turned 936. These should be the best years of my life. But then I think about my dad at my age, and he was already one of the original gays at Sodom, and he was married!
I don't know. That just sounds like a lot of pressure.
You know, Brene Brown has this great quote about shame. She says that it's the feeling that people are saying hurtful things about you when you leave the room, right? And I was like, wow. Like, that really resonated with me.
Wow. Well, what do you mean? Like, who's shaming you?
Oh, just how people in Bavaria, like, dress up as me, which I get it. It's funny. Ha ha. But think about what you're doing for 5 seconds. You're making fun of my body. You're making fun of my livelihood. And I'm sorry. My culture is not your costume. Okay, but that's what we do. We don't protect queer voices in this country. Oh, I'm sick.
Oh, wait. I didn't. Porn sickness? Oh, no.
I'm porn sick.
Oh, God. I hate this. I hesitate. I hesitate to say horny, but I do feel like it's appropriate. And I'm sorry, I missed that. You're queer?
Yeah, I'm a demon, Colin. Yeah. I'm queer.
Okay.
You know, SZA has this great line on smoking on my X-Pack. She says, them hoe accusations weak, them bitch accusations true. And that really resonated with me. Because, yeah, what I do for work isn't great, but it's like my therapist always says, Krampus, your job is to punish children, not yourself.
Wow, that's right. And who's your therapist?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh. Wow. She's your therapist because she's not dead.
Well, she commutes, Colin.
Oh.
Look. It's hard, okay? I'm running around Central Europe on foot by myself, and I'm self-reporting to every village. Meanwhile, I grew up solidly middle class. My mother was a teacher.
Oh, what did she teach?
How to eat kids. So, as much as I want to quiet quit, I still show up, and I do the work. Because guess what, Colin? I like myself. Maybe you should try it sometime.
Okay.
Water's warm. You know, my friend, the demon Azazel, has a great quote about self-acceptance. He says, that really resonated with me.
Krampus, everyone.
Ghislaine is a bad therapist. Ghislaine is a bad therapist.
And falling apart.
Look alive, elves. T-minus 2 hours till tinsel time. Department heads, status report. Muffin, what's the hot present this year?
Thanks to the Supreme Court, it's Tickle Me IUDs. Lick this, Sam Alito.
Gumdrop, did you get enough gas for the sleigh?
Sure did, Santa.
Had to sell all my clothes, but she's ready to go.
Wow, this economy's rough. Bumble lost everything in crypto.
Matt Damon lie. Fortune no favor, Bumble.
Oh, well, let's load up the sleigh. Jingle, any last-minute letters before we take off?
Just a few.
Dear
Santa, I forgot to tell you that I love you and I love the elves and reindeer too.
Aww. This is what makes it all worthwhile. In the end, to love and believe is all we need on Christmas Eve. Oh, that's good. Put that on a mug, Lenny.
Right away, sir.
All right. One more, then we fly.
Dear big fat Coca-Cola man.
Huh?
I want Ukraine for Christmas. They will not give. You will give.
What? Absolutely not. Cookie, send this to the Holly Jolly Hague. What a borscht hole. Next letter.
I heard that.
Uh-oh.
You did not give Ukraine. Now I annex North Pole.
Santa, come quick! We're all over CNN!
Breaking news. It's beginning to look a lot like crisis. I'm here in Red Square, where Vladimir Putin is calling for the denazification of the North Pole.
Comrades, just like Ukraine, North Pole has always been part of Russia. Today, we take it back! Cheers!
Yay!
Now, to commemorate historic moment, please welcome Russia's hottest boy band, File of Turnips!
Now take it to the left!
I like the cute one. And now the moment I've all been waiting for. Launch special Chris military operation.
More news breaking by an open fire. Russian forces have crossed the demistletoe zone. So far, Soviet-era weapons proving no match for Santa's gingerbread infantry.
Ah! The cookies are too strong for Russian tanks!
But will they be able to hold out against Putin's army of mercenary snow beasts and guerrilla Grinches?
Distinguished members of Congress and the other ones.
Suck my chestnut, Santa.
Christmas is a season of giving. But this year, one man is hell-bent on taking. And so, Santa must ask you for a gift this Christmas. The present every good little boy and girl dreams of. $17.6 billion in security assistance.
That was Santa's pitiful address to Congress earlier today. No surprise, the man who built his reputation breaking into our homes, now asking to break into our pocketbooks. Here to agree with me, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I couldn't agree with you more, Tucker. In fact, I heard on an internet post that I wrote that Santa is a Nazi!
A Nazi? I'm half Jewish! Why do you think I work on Christmas?
Santa, your forces are multiplying!
Santa, isn't anyone gonna send help?
I'm afraid that much like St. Kevin McAllister, we're home alone.
Ah! Hey, Santa!
Hmm?
Choo-choo, mother...
Holy malarkey! The president's come with aid!
You bet your gift wrap, Jack! The cavalry's home! I'm okay. I heard someone here made a Christmas wish for help fighting off the Spartans. The Prussians? The Russians!
How old is he?
He's been this way since we were in high school.
To the war on Christmas room! Let's go! You adorable little creatures are here because you're the most elite stealth force on Earth. You can hit every house in one night and never show up on radar. Well, today, we've got a payload to deliver to the deadliest chimney of all.
Plum pudding!
The Kremlin.
That's right, Jack Frost. We're gonna take this fight to Vlad's backyard. Now let's go get Bin Laden! I mean Gilgamesh! I mean Putin!
All right, elves, let's fly! Hit it, Kenny Yule Loggins. Flight Squadron, call signs. Nice man, standing by.
Red Nose, standing by.
Christmas Goose, standing by.
Nutcracker, standing by.
Cold Cranberry, standing by.
Let's go deck some skulls.
Dance, my Kukushka,
The liberal media would have you believe I'm dancing for Vladimir Putin. But there's nothing further from the truth.
Now, for big finale, glorious victory over Santa with nuclear missile lighting ceremony.
We've got a creature stirring. Talk to me, Rudolph.
No, so bright engaged. Needs a cover.
Let's bait this kid.
You want to laugh and call me names now, Rudy? Eat a bag of...
Take it easy, Red Nose. Get me into position. I'm getting too old for this. Suck it, Putin!
Now get ready to pout. Get ready to cry. Get ready to shout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is going to die.
I didn't get a chance to respond to your letter, Vladimir. It's a no. No, you can't have Ukraine for Christmas. And no, you won't be taking the North Pole either.
Kringle, looks like we finished this mono a elfo. Check this out. Wap-a-ba-loo-ba-ba-la-bam-boo. You like these bubbles?
Come get some figgy pudding.
Yeah!
Drone him.
Santa!
And to all of you, from all of me, a good night!
I'm made of children's dreams, biatch! And way too many children this year had only one dream: to survive your selfish war.
We love you, Santa!
Love you too, kids! Well, Vlad, what do you say we make some dreams come true? Yule team, drop the payload!
Ah! Your little elf weapons will never defeat me!
I don't need weapons to defeat you.
Ready, strike! Let's give it to him.
My friends, in Ukraine, here in Russia, and all around the world, Santa Claus is still coming to town! And so, let us remember the true meaning of Christmas. You can take it from jolly old Saint Nick. Be kind. Give. Just don't be a dick. Lenny, put that on a mug as well. And speaking of dicks, Vladimir, I even got a gift for everyone to share with you. Is potato. Let him have it! Now, it's Christmas! Let's go deliver some more presents!
But Santa, we'll never make it round the world in time in the sleigh!
Who needs a sleigh?
Oop, I think I hit another squirrel. Oh, well, let's go save Christmas!
Grab your sack and get in, Jack!
It's Chris. Merry Christmas to all! And to all! Slava Ukraine!
And suck it, Satan! I mean Skeletor! I mean Putin!
Well, the war on Christmas is not real. They tell you it all the time. It's totally fake. And if you believe in it, you're dumb. You watch Fox News or something.
Isn't it amazing the attack, the assault, it's just unbridled and seemingly unprecedented against Christmas.
It has to do with, at the root of it, it has to do with two things, abortion and the gay rights agenda.
You know, today we're talking a lot about sexual harassment. Well, cases like this are examples of spiritual harassment. And look, this is a part of the larger, not just war on Christmas, but the war against Christianity.
Look, I'm tired of we're going to talk about this all the way through Christmas.
You know, can you name one person who's said that Obama's waging a war on Christmas?
I've heard many people on these airwaves talking about it. I've been on panels talking about it.
Is this really happening?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't said it. I don't remember anybody saying that Obama's waging a war on Christmas.
Whose war on Christmas?
Obama's.
I think we won the war on terror. I mean, the war on Christmas already.
Hostile toward Christmas and hostile toward Christians.
The war on Christmas heads to Sin City.
Because there wasn't anybody else fighting this war on Christmas. I'll take kudos for that.
War on Christmas. And John, you've got a book by that title.
Yeah, I did write a book about it, and I thought maybe we'd be done with it.
And the war on Christmas may be worse than ever.
There is an attack on Christmas, which is kind of the tip of the spear when it comes to an even greater battle brewing.
They mock the idea there is a war on Christmas, even as they wage it.
It's like the secret bombing of Cambodia. It was a secret from everybody except the people getting bombed. Same deal here.
A new front in the war on Christmas.
Long Island, New York is ground zero for this year's first battle in the war on Christmas.
But not just in America. The war on Christmas is a global struggle.
The PC police firing off their first shot in this year's war on Christmas.
We wish you a happy holiday. We wish you a happy holiday. Right.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
And more victims in the war on Christmas.
Attacks on Christmas.
The war on Christmas doesn't exist. Obviously, you know that. You'd have to be a moron or some kind of Fox News viewer to think there's a war on Christmas.
To deny that there is a war on Christmas is to lie.
And it's a new battle in the war on Christmas. Why your ugly sweater party just got canceled by cancel culture.
There's a problem. The cops don't say Christmas. They say, what, Merry Coffee.
Quick headlines for you, War on Christmas edition.
Waging a war on Christmas.
War on Christmas.
There's a war on Christmas.
It's the war on Christmas.
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 The new chapter in the left's war on Christmas.
Assaults on the traditions of Christmas.
In North Korea to the war on Christmas.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka says this has jihad written all over it. He is live next.
And the war on Christmas.
If you watch The Factor, you know that we won the war on Christmas battle. And we'll be back in a moment.